Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Oh, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this video, it's a day late as usual, is marking the 7th anniversary of the inauguration of Volodymyr Alexandrovich Zelensky. So President Zelensky, he is the president of Ukraine. And his presidential term ended about 2 years ago, obviously because of the war situation, martial law was declared and they were unable to hold another election. I think they held elections at any level. I don't know about by-elections when inevitably in the Verkhovna Rada, as in parliament, seats have fallen vacant, people occasionally die. I don't know whether they've ever retired, you know, left for medical reasons, can they be expelled or whatever. So I'm not sure what they do in that situation. The trouble is this can't be delayed forever. You look at the Second World War, when the United Kingdom was fighting for its life, it was a five-year parliamentary term, and they passed an act annually to prolong it by a further year. And then they hold election that July 1945, after the surrender of Germany, but whilst the war against Japan was still ongoing. And then Putin has the gall to say it's undemocratic that Zelensky should be postponing the elections. And obviously Putin's totally anti-democratic. In fact, something like 90% of Russians are against democracy, partly because they associate that with economic implosion, with the turmoil of the 1990s, Lihia Devanastia. And the totalitarians in Russia, that's Putin and his coterie, whether they're communist Nazis, the same thing really, is they've managed to successfully smirch democracy with the taint of anarchy, collapse, defeat, and so forth. Unfortunately, the two times that Russia actually had freedom, 1917 and the 90s, were associated with these problems, problems caused by the previous totalitarian regime. But back to President Zelensky. So an unlikely president from Kryvyi Rih in the middle of Ukraine, from a Russophone family. So he's partly Jewish in his ancestry. I don't think he's brought up in a faith. He doesn't mind going to church. His mum was an engineer. His father was a professor of IT and so on. And his grandfather had been an officer in the Red Army in the Second World War and so forth. So some of his collateral ancestors were murdered in the Holocaust and so on. So he grew up a child of the Soviet Union. Of course, perforce he was an Oktobrion, that little kids communist organization where they tried to indoctrinate them with communist ideology. Clearly didn't work. Curiously, he spent some years in Mongolia, an allied communist state as a little child. But he began learning English and so on. Okay, so he studied law, but he decided that his real passion was acting. And then he got into that. And he was also a very gifted comedian. And he was known mostly for performing in Russian. And his Ukraine apparently is still not perfect. It has to take lessons in it. But I mean, I've watched his comedy in Russian. It's too quick fire for me. And he sometimes performed on the streets of Moscow. And you can see like Red Square in the background. So that is him. He's quick-witted. A gifted, someone of sunny disposition, not too much the artistic temperament. So he married young, he had a daughter and a son, and he and his wife are like chalk and cheese. She seems to be more, how put it, you know, phlegmatic, undemonstrative, and introverted and so forth. But hey, opposites attract. But he was in Kvartal 95. There's a major channel. And that was, he got his big... that's where he got his big break. There were two, the Shafir brothers who owned it. They really helped him out. And then Yehor Kolomoisky, who's a Ukrainian Swiss Israeli national, owner of Privat Bank. It was his media empire that Zelensky got access to. And that's what really made him a household name, not just in Ukraine, but really in all Russophone countries. I know Ukraine is primarily a Ukrainian-speaking country, but I mean, obviously talking about like 20 years ago. Now, I mean, to this day, about 30% of Ukrainians have Russian as their first language, mostly in southern Ukraine, eastern Ukraine, often the illegally occupied areas. But, you know, 20 years ago, almost all Ukrainians could speak Russian, even if not perfectly. And now there are people in northern Ukraine or western Ukraine who honestly can't, especially some younger people. And the languages are, they're not that similar. Ukrainian's closer to Polish than it is to Russian, because when I used to speak Russian quite well, intermediate, But Ukrainian didn't know that well. Occasionally someone starts speaking Ukrainian, I wouldn't even be able to figure out for the first few sentences that it was Ukrainian and not Russian, and so forth. Okay, so Zelensky, an unlikely politician, and then it was the servant of the people that really launched him into superstardom. And he was sort of apolitical. And then when Russia illegally seized Crimea, invaded the Donbass in 2014, he said, well, we shouldn't ban Russian musicians, comedians from Ukrainian media. So there he was, broad-minded. Some people say he was perhaps too generous-spirited towards this enemy nation. But he had donated hryvnia to the Ukrainian military way back in 2014. But yeah, so servant of the people, yeah, slug narodu, that's what made his name, about a teacher who very badly paid, teaching history indeed, who eventually gets fed up of the dishonesty, the corruption, the incompetence of our politicians. And he goes on this, well, little tirade, swearing his head off. And that goes viral. And then that launches him into being a politician. Servant of the people is a political party, he calls, because he's saying these politicians are really just self-serving. They've got the fingers in the till. And he's elected president. So here, life imitated art, where he really did establish a political party called Servant of the People in 2018. And then he was elected president in 2019, defeating Petro Poroshenko. So Poroshenko is like an oligarch. I can't remember, did he serve? I think he said just served one term after that Maidan, after the revolution in 2014, when Viktor Yanukovych fled to Moscow, and he's really Putin's man. Some of the criminal record from the Soviet era, a Russophone, partly been part of the Party of Regions. The aim of that was to divide and enfeeble Ukraine, and he's in Moscow to this day. And had Russia taken Kiev in 2022, the plan was presumably to reinstall him as president. But Poroshenko took over, and he was definitely pro-Western, spoke fluent English. But then he lost that election. And the Russian state media, was in Moscow at the time, was pumping out all these lies, claiming that Poroshenko had printed millions of false ballot papers, was going to stuff the ballot boxes. Now, that didn't happen. Even Russia acknowledges that Zelensky won fair and square, who seemed to be less hostile to them than Poroshenko. So they thought, well, maybe give him a chance. Will he give him some what we want? And even spoke some Russian in public during the campaign, but Poroshenko refuses to do. And then after Zelensky was inaugurated, the Ruskies were saying, oh, Poroshenko's been arrested. No, he's fled the country. All lies. Okay, he's never been arrested. Now, he's been investigated. They've searched his properties, but he's never been arrested. And he's been in and out of the country several times since the war began. So don't believe a single word you hear from the Moscow lie machine. So that is Zelensky and his political party, where they won the Verkhovna Rada. And his popularity has dipped a bit, but not much. So there we go. Would he go on? And then he's insisted on wearing nothing but military uniform since the war began, which went down badly during that notorious visit to the White House a couple of years ago, that it wasn't formal enough. So he's had to have a delicate balancing act to get as wide a coalition to support from Ukraine as possible. That's why he's had to be neutral on the Gaza issue, not wanting to alienate either side, and so forth. So having to keep the flagging spirits up. I mean, his biggest mistake was not seeing this war coming when the warning was flashing red for the CIA and MI6. Didn't want to believe it. And it would just seem so crazy that one country would try to completely annex another, and refuse to declare martial law, did declare a state of emergency. Now, the war maybe couldn't have been prevented, but Ukraine would have been in a better situation had they declared martial law, had they blown up some bridges and stuff like that. They would have been a bit more prepared. And there is a small chance that the war would never even have started. I mean, obviously, it's going on in the Donbass since 2014. But along all these invasion routes, if all the tunnels and bridges Russia needs to use have been blown up, they can't invade. They can fire their missiles and so on, but they can't invade. And these bridges and tunnels can be rebuilt, but that could take months, especially the Russians do it under fire. So that's Zelensky, a flawed hero. I wish he would speak up for vulnerable children. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Then any PayPal to account on 790gmail.com. Bye.